on it. We just got our temporary certificate of occupancy a couple of days ago on Friday the 13th, actually, from the city of College Station, allowing us to move in staff and kids and really basically operate it for its designed purpose. And the word temporary simply means we have a few items on the list to take care of. We've got a little more grass to grow on some spots, and we have to submit our final plat and a few things like that, but nothing that impacts any kind of life safety or operational stuff. So we're good with that. That ended about a 2-year construction schedule on it. So we're very proud to finish it up. We got everybody moved in and started setting up their classrooms and everything about 6 weeks before school started, which was kind of big for us to give everybody a chance to get in and set up shop a little bit anyway before the kids start piling up on us. So.
And how did, now in hindsight a little bit, how smoothly did the construction process go?
You know, I'm going to say it went remarkably smooth. You know, we had plenty of issues popped up. You know, things that were missing in the drawings or minor mistakes made by the contractor that we had to go and clean up and fix and stuff like that. You know, you get a big complicated project like that, you're going to have some of that. But all things considered, I think it went really, really smoothly. And I've been doing this for about 10 years, I guess. I've probably done a couple of dozen big projects. This is the biggest one I've ever done. But it's compared to all of those, I'd say really smooth.
I was going to observe. I'm sure that every construction project has its moments, and sounds like you had maybe fewer of those than typical.
Yeah, I'll say fewer than average, probably. So we tried to be proactive about getting ahead of the game and catching problems and fixing them while they were still little problems before they, you know, grew into big problems. So I think we did a pretty good. The whole team did a pretty good job with that. So
also, while I've got you on the line, how's the work going on at Consol?
Going really, really well. You know, we had a super aggressive schedule. Basically, we had about an 8-week schedule. All we've got is the summer months to do the work, and it's coming along really, really well. We're slightly ahead of schedule. We were going to try to move all the stuff back into the classrooms on Friday, August the 10th, and it's looking like right now we're going to be able to bump that back about 3 or 4 days, which will give us a couple more days for, you know, custodians to get in there and clean up and move our principal and the staff in a little bit earlier and stuff like that. So all things considered, it's going very, very well.
Remind me what this summer's work at Consol involved.
Well, let's see. We mostly it was converting existing classrooms to other type spaces, other type uses. For instance, we grabbed some English classrooms and converted them into some health science labs and classrooms, which you know, it's different casework, you know, different plumbing, different smart board layouts, you know, windows between the two, that kind of stuff. We had a couple of computer maintenance rooms that we expanded. A lot of what we did was in our career and technology classroom stuff that we were improving some spaces. So we moved a couple of the art rooms around in the building and created kind of an art world, if you will. Three big art classrooms that were all next to each other, and then their old spaces we converted to more ag classrooms and one interior design classroom. So anyway, just kind of repurposed a lot of classrooms and that kind of stuff. So,
and I know that there's still a few days left in finishing things up, but all that's going to look pretty good as everybody envisioned.
Absolutely. And you know that probably the, you know, if you're just driving by the school, you wouldn't know all of that stuff's going on the inside. But the one exterior thing that is visible is we're putting up a new canopy at the very front of the building, which is basically a series of about eight brick columns in a big aluminum canopy that radiuses around that little driveway at the front of the building. So, and we're going to put some letters on the top of it, you know, that say A&M Consolidated High School, make it a little more readable as, you know, hey, this is the front door to the place.